Welcome to Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. My name is Neha Wunava, your host for the transformation of a lifetime. So the explosive success that you want is not only attainable, but it's much less stressful on you. I'm going to give you the tips, tools, and get you into CEO thinking so that women and people of color just like you work smarter and get way ahead. This is legacy leadership, and it's unlike anything you've been taught before. So tune in and listen up. Let's go.
Welcome to April in this week's episode of Brown, Ambitious, and Free. And I want to share with you a fundamental mindset shift to really transform in the fastest way possible how you operate, how you think, how people perceive you, and how you execute to get things done in a healthy and fast, efficient, effective way. And this is a concept that's really, really helpful and timely as we are moving out of March Madness and getting some strength and stability as we roll into the second quarter of the year and as we finish strong. And it's this idea of really leveling up your career and playing to win. And this is a really big mind shift, particularly for high achievers, high performers, people that have been really at the top of their game in their academic career, their scholastic career, their credentials, and particularly for people who have always been really hard on themselves and really tough on themselves. So last week we talked about prevention and perfection and playing it safe, insulating ourselves, keeping us safe from getting hurt, from being vulnerable, from failing, keeping us safe from risk, rejection, people telling us no, shutting us down, and what it means when we play to be safe. Instead, I remember when I first heard this and I was getting some advice, some counsel, and some coaching. And the bottom line was, no matter how much positive feedback I was getting, no matter how great my clients were doing, and no matter how complimentary people were around me in my network, my peers, mentors, and colleagues, I was making things tougher and harder on myself as a part of my conditioning, as a part of being an immigrant from a high-performing, successful family, from being encultured in that, in the larger community, because like I say, my family is very warm, very loving, very supportive, and fun. But we get messages from larger communities for our gender from conditioning as a high performer. And we tend to want to insulate ourselves and be very perfectionistic and people-pleasing. And we want to make sure that we understand how exactly we're showing up that way. And we want to move from being in a mode of prevention and playing it safe to being much more responsive, more risk-taking. We want to mitigate risk so that it pays off in our careers, in our reputation, in what our skills allow us to do. Bring our talent, our thinking, our skill set to the table and create a reputation where we are in high demand, where we are highly desired, and we are playing from our strengths and essentially playing from an energy to win. And so we want to be able to understand our own upper limits, the things that we create as a box for ourselves, as we spend a lot of time as a society talking about those very, very real systemic institutional blocks, restrictions, racism, things that really can make it more challenging to get ahead. But when we are aware of those blocks, but we're more aware that we are going to win and we play into our strengths, play up our strengths, become really comfortable and articulate about what we're really great at, we can start to solve intentionally for those systematic issues. We can create organizations, teams, cultures, products, services that circumvent, prevent, and get around those things being blocks and obstacles for ourselves, for future generations, and our legacy. We want to solve very, very intentionally these things. We want to rise above the day-to-day weeds. We want to take control of our energy and our time and build a system, a company, and a culture that we're proud of, that's really strong and really healthy, and places where we want to work, where we have the backs of our peers and they have our backs, where we coach one another peer to peer. We look out for each other because we care really, really deeply. And I believe there's a number of books. I have this book. I have not read it, but I've heard it being referenced many times. I have flipped through it, the book Candor. And apparently in this book, she talks about how we have to care deeply first for one another, and that builds trust to say the important things, the direct things, the uplifting things, the real things. And I teach my clients this all the time, why it's so important to embed transparent and trusting feedback into the system, not just once a year or twice a year, but regularly, weekly, daily. So we're unblocking, unlocking, and elevating each other together. We're co-creating together. And when we build a purpose-driven, healthy system, it's built to win. And we decide that intentionally by who we bring on, the questions we ask them, the code of conduct, what we expect, what we will not tolerate. And as the leader, we now are creating a results-oriented system that propels greatness. And it all starts with a decision. It starts with your leadership. And it starts with the mind shift into, we are going to play to win, not to play safe any longer. Playing it safe means perfect results all the time. No room for error, no room for mistakes. Being more concerned about our reputation than it is about really healthy, purposeful iteration, getting the best ideas on the table, getting the criticisms out there in the sunlight so they can be seen, understood, dissected. And now we build a better service, a better product. That high quality thinking is embedded into the delivery. So we want to take different actions. You have to make a different decision as you get out of the day-to-day weeds. You're too busy. You're exhausted. You're too tired. You're mentally fried. And you want to stop that. Pause it. Get things off of your plate. And then you want to get more strategic as you think about the processes and delivering the best deliverables to your clients, to your customers, to the people that are key stakeholders, your board of directors, your peers. And you are thinking about really leading your industry, leading the market. And we get less concerned about people outside of our lane, what everybody else is doing. And we build the best internal system to win. And we do that by understanding the market better and evaluating and assessing our own system. And then we can start to solve for what comes around the bend, around the corner. And those unexpected situations, we can create that lead time in advance. We feel more calm. We feel more relaxed, more creative, more innovative, particularly when we talk about risk in advance. So this month, I will be speaking at a number of organizations and professional associations, and next week, even internationally, on the topic of risk. For those of you that have come to my masterclasses, you know, I believe strongly in risk, mitigating risk, and being the kind of strategic leader that pokes holes into things in advance so we get a stronger product, a stronger service, something that is more viable, that is distinct and differentiated. And we do that when we pause and we think about things in advance. We then assess more critically. We communicate more effectively about problems, problems in processes, problems in delivery, problems in thinking and behaviors. We set the tone and expectation for higher standards as an executive team, as a leadership team. We get in alignment around the vision, around how we operate here by defining it and holding ourselves accountable to that. We become more cohesive and synergistic so that whatever ingredient that we put into the dish, it enhances the flavor. It brings out the sweet. It brings out the sour. It brings out the distinct flavors and becomes incredibly extraordinary. And that's what we're doing here. This is what transformative, strategic, expert leadership is all about, doing it better together. The burden comes off of you, off of your time, and we share ownership for shared results. When we have a stronger and healthier system, it becomes the foundation that holds us up, and we become more invigorated and energized by our mission, by the vision, by our purpose. And what we know for sure is the new workforce is expecting this from your organization and from you as a leader. So the sooner you master this, you identify the purpose, the values of your organization, you hold each other accountable, the better you become as a coach, more aware of yourself. And the higher the standards of quality, not time, that you hold for your peers and for yourself, the better the candidates that you will get on your team. So synergistically and as a whole, you get better and better, more effective at delivering the very best without straining yourself, straining your families. You look forward more easily. We stop responding to fires. We stop looking in the rear view and we're able to mitigate risk. We're able to predict it, like we talked in the last episode. We're able to think about setbacks and solve for them. And when we have a proposal, we are more apt to readily ask from our trusted peers and experts and the larger network that we have their thoughts without fear, without being worried about rejection, without playing it safe. The more you can handle mistakes and setbacks and feedback, the stronger and more resilient you will be, the more bulletproof your career will be, no matter what happens. We've already seen a pandemic. We've already seen an extremely difficult year of market contractions and layoffs in 2023. And now we just want to become the most resilient, forward-thinking leaders we can possibly be. And we want to create a system that can handle anything. And this requires practice. This requires stretching yourself. This requires better goal setting. And we will need to put in the work, go above and beyond, and do so with precision, not perfection. Perfection will derail us. It is demoralizing and it leads to burnout. And we do not want to be that system where regularly stuff is hitting the fan. That breeds unpredictability and chaos and undue stress. So we talked about March Madness and we are moving now away from March Madness into stabilization. We're going to stabilize and then we are going to strengthen. We are going to strategize and we're going to scale the four S's so that you really can build that system that people love to be, where they offer their best, they're committed, they're devoted longer, and you actually love the leadership there. When you love the leadership, you love the culture, you love the company and the environment, you stay longer, you give your best, you form real relationships and deep friendships and bonds. That propagates trust and transparency. And so you want to align your team with the opportunities in the market. And you want that team to see the gaps and fill those gaps with their talent, with their energy, with their great ideas, and be really, really resourceful. Then they can better manage and mitigate the risks out there. And you can take on opportunity with skill and zeal and excitement. You become a more bold and courageous team that can handle and manage anything. And that really is the goal. And so we want to make sure that we as the leader look at our skill set and what we bring to the table. And are we being too demanding of ourselves, of our team? Are we being perfectionistic? Where are we holding back? Because we're people pleasing. We're going to talk a lot about these three P's and the three other P's in upcoming masterclasses. So be sure to join my private Facebook group and my email list so that you do not miss out on these skills that I will be teaching. You want to make sure that your system is standardized, efficient, and well-oiled. So we do that. When I work with my clients, we look at the structure, we look at the system, and we look at you as a leader. We fill the gaps. We make an assessment so that it is a well-oiled team that's ready for acceleration and excitement. You have a much better vantage point when you do that clearing up. You make better decisions, and then you execute from a higher level of wisdom and perspective. You take the longer shots, and you don't worry about failing. You worry about getting better. So you take the shot and make it work. You're willing to pass the ball and operate as a team. You do that in unison because you're getting better and better. You protect each other. You show each other where the mistakes are in advance. You point out opportunities and you strengthen each other. This helps break down problems in advance so that you prevent injuries or unnecessary mistakes or failures. So we want to bring to the surface the failures and the iterations that are required for a better end result, but we don't want to get ourselves into unnecessary mistakes again and again and again. That's where we have the fires. We have the people that miss deadlines. They're underperforming. They say they're going to get something done, but they never get it done. The person that's belligerent in a meeting, that's disrespectful, that's creating a tone where everybody shuts down and withdraws. When they don't have awareness and when you don't bring awareness to the situation, these problems are going to arise again and again and again. And if you think that you're hiding your clients from this or your customers from this, you're wrong. People talk about these things. I hear what's going on behind the scenes in my clients' organizations all the time. And because of that, I'm able to more readily prevent mistakes by pointing them out and fixing them. So that is the beauty of having an expert that's strategizing with you behind the scenes, seeing the blind spots and fortifying them again and again and again. That's how you scale and compound your results and get better and better and better, having that objective perspective. And so you really want to make sure that you're getting out of the day-to-day, you're pausing and you're redesigning and building out the C-suite. And that is what I do with my clients. I make sure that their structure is sound and solid. And then we strengthen that. So we oftentimes, what I do with my clients and what I did just recently with one of mine was we totally looked at the structure, who was on the executive team and in the C-suite. And we decided to make some changes to the accountability. people had to deliver on things that were directly related to the number one priority and the number one result. And we created better processes for feedback so that the CEO knew exactly what was happening at their fingertips. They didn't have to wait to be told or to hear about it. Proactively, that data and that information was being provided upstream. When you have that data accessible, you can start to relax. You can start to let go. You can start to think more strategically about partnerships and fundraising and how money is being spent. And what we decided is that there needed to be a powerful integrator in that process, a chief operating officer, which was missing. And so therefore, everybody in the executive team was constantly trying to do everything in their silos, but they weren't treating each other effectively, getting each other what they needed. So we decided to pause that. And when we did, and when that leader had more headspace, they were finally able to rise above and really get better at pitching and funding and looking at the resource streams and the cash flow, tighten that up. They were able to look strategically about what was going to be necessary for fulfillment and delivery and make some changes to their actual vertical and horizontal integration, the pipeline. They were able to make mergers and acquisitions that they had no bandwidth to do previously and do it better. Get on the ground and actually see what was going on so that they could make changes and be more informed by understanding the day-to-day operations and the staffing challenges so that they could make better strategic decisions. Gone are the times where people in white towers can make decisions for those that are actually creating and building and delivering the product. If you want to be that kind of leader, you are going to make it 10 times harder on yourselves to be profitable. And you really want to make sure that you're thinking about the strategic delivery and fulfillment. You don't want to be the victim that only hears data when your people tell you. You don't want to hear problems or troubles when it's too late. You want to have the resources at your fingertips and make better decisions. You want to control the product. You don't want to be held to the whims or the day-to-day of anybody else filtering information to you. So that's why I make sure the structure, the C-suite, the accountability, the system is in order. And then we also make sure that what you need is in order. And we make sure that the team understands the vision, the needs, and the execution. And I want you to really pause and think about that. I want you to really think about, is your organization and are the processes supporting the number one priority? What needs to be changed or altered so that that can be delivered better? And then I want you, in the next 7 days, to start making those changes. A lot of times we think to ourselves, well, I need more time to make the change. I need more information to make the change. There is never a better time than now to hold your team more accountable, to make sure that they know what they're supposed to be delivering on and get the feedback to deliver on it, to be there for one another and help each other attain the goals. And if that is not where your team's focus is right now, you want to pause, get strategic, restructure in a way. This does not have to mean the scary term of layoffs and firing. It means getting in better alignment. If you need help doing that, reach out to me, get on my calendar, book a call. We will talk about what you're struggling with right now as a leader and how to change that. Because we want you to go from being reactive and playing it safe to getting really, really strategic and to play to win. When you restructure the team, when you hold them accountable, when you are more positive in your feedback, when you have each other's backs, you rise up strategically, you make better decisions, and you set the stage to play to win for now. And for a really, really long time, energy goes through the roof. People are excited to be at your organization. They are excited to deliver to their clients, to their stakeholders, and they bring their very, very best. They see where they fit in and add value in their individual contributions and in their contributions peer-to-peer, vertically and horizontally. And when you are the leader that facilitates that, facilitates the transformation from playing it safe to playing to win, you accelerate all the end results that you want intentionally. So go out today and in the next 7 days, what adjustments do you need to make? Where are you holding your team unaccountable? Where are you striving for perfection or people pleasing and not saying or doing what's really necessary? And how does your leadership team need to be assessed for more accountability? If you want help with that, reach out to me. We can take a look at that and we can decide if it makes sense to work together to get you and your team and system positioned to win, not only in the short term, but in the very, very long term to come. I look forward to hearing from you. What was really beneficial in this episode for you? Drop me a line, send me a note. And if you want to book a time to talk, you can do that. I look forward to hearing from you, connecting with you. And until next week, go out there, be bold, be really ambitious, be audacious, play to win, and be brown AF.
Thank you for joining us and listening to our podcast. We invite everybody who believes in inclusive success to join the mission here at Brown, Ambitious, and Free. This is for you to be more of who you are and succeed with simple tools and unlearn things that don't support your success. Please subscribe and share this podcast with other supporters and ambitious change makers and visionaries who want to be a part of this important movement to change the face of leadership and wild success. Check out our website to learn all the different ways to connect with me and work with me. You can work with me as a private coaching client one-on-one by booking a consultation call at www.nehacoaching.com. That's N like Nancy, I India, H Harry, A Apple, coaching.com. I also work with leadership teams and organizations to supercharge the leadership and execution and build a culture of success. Send us a message and book a call. Finally, would you like me to speak at your organization or association? That's easy to do. Reach out to us and schedule a masterclass or workshop. Come back every week for important discussions that will revolutionize the way you think, create, and perform to get greater and greater success. I will show you how to use a proven methodology that takes out the guesswork and adds to your success. Join us here each week and spread the message. We will see you soon.